Welcome to the Voice of Health with our host, Dr. Robert Prather of the Prather Wellness Center, where lives are changed every day through the natural approach to healthcare. I'm Lisa Prather. Good morning, Dr. Prather.
Good morning, Lisa.
We have a lot of snow out there.
Isn't it beautiful?
It is. It's beautiful, all that.
Just got to get out in that today.
Yes. Yep. Well, today's show is the second part of a two-week series, How Not to Die. We had part one last week, and we are going to get through all 10. We got through the first three,
okay.
So we have seven. But the top three, were very important, and we're going to kind of recap right now. Our title is How Not to Die.
Mm-hmm.
We are all going to die, but you talk about not doing it too quickly and living a quality life.
Sure, I think that's important because the big thing that, as we talked about last time, why would you want to live to be that long?
Yeah.
But if you actually continue to be youthful, with a lot of activity, then that makes a huge difference.
You know,
you can really enjoy, contribute, the whole concept of aging and contribution to society and your activity level has completely changed from what it used to be.
Yeah, one of our doctors in our building here is retiring, and I asked, I thought it was a little early, was surprised, but, him and his wife now are going to do some missionary work, and, that's kind of the time to give back, and you want to be healthy for that. You want to be healthy for your grandkids. And the way you live in your 20s and 30s and take care of yourself
makes a big difference.
Right. It'll catch up with you.
Yeah, I've got a patient who says, if I knew I was going to live this long, I would have taken better care of myself.
Yeah. Right. Right. Well, how long should we live, Dr. Prather?
Well, the scientific information out there, mm-hmm. is that we should all live 10 times our age of puberty. That should be our average.
Mm-hmm.
So anywhere from 120 to 160 years old should be average.
Right.
So, we as humans are very deficient on that. Animals usually actually do live to be 10 times their age of puberty. If you look at your dogs and cats, they reach...
Is that because they eat better?
Yeah, we talked about that last time. Uh-huh. They eat better, they have less stress. You talked about our dog takes naps quite often.
Yeah.
And that you wish that you could
washer.
Do that too. Yeah.
Yeah.
So there are reasons why we don't live as long, and there's a lot that we can do to actually reverse that,
mm-hmm.
and change our concept. But the scientific, as we are doing, one of the things that we do is a lung function test and actually check some biological age. That's actually considered the most scientific way of checking how long someone would live. And the actual age of mortality is 160 is what we actually figure on that.
Mm-hmm.
It's just that we reach it in half the time that we should.
Right.
So, there is a scientific basis to be able to live longer, and that's something that we're actually starting to be able to achieve. And I have seen people who actually do live quite well into their hundreds.
Mm-hmm.
I have there's a nice little YouTube video of a gentleman who I actually know of in China who's a martial arts guy, and he was sitting there and doing all sorts of kicks and over his head, and 118 years old.
So what's the difference between biological and chronological aging?
The chronological age is how many years you've lived.
Mm-hmm.
So that's pretty well set. Biological age can be determined through a lot of different types of factors.
You talked about the lung function test.
The lung function test is one. There's skin elasticity. There's flexibility. There's measurements of the neurological system. There's some blood work tests. You can determine some aging from the on the kidneys. So there's a lot of different types of factors that go into that. And biological age can be reversed and prolonged.
Mm-hmm.
And really, we die not according to our chronological age, but by our biological age. That's like
right.
I went out and I was, going to school down in Georgia, and I was driving along and I saw this gray-haired, wrinkled old man sitting on the front porch. And, I just had to ask him. I said, sir, what's the secret to your longevity? And he sits there and he goes, well, Sonny, you know, I drink a gallon of moonshine a day. I smoke five packs of cigarettes and I chase women all night. I said, oh, my gosh, you're kidding. He says, no. I said, how old are you? He said, I'm 35. Had to throw that one
you
in.
Had to throw your joke in.
Yeah, I'm sorry. <Da-dum-dum>.
Like that Georgia accent. Well, what's the average age here in the United States?
On death right
yes,
now?
Yes, on death. I'm sorry.
For men, it's lower than women.
Mm-hmm.
And it is actually creeping up. It's about 75 for men,
mm-hmm.
and women are actually a little bit longer, actually approaching about 79, 80.
Uh-huh. Okay,
so
great.
Women are actually living longer than men, and actually, in reality, men should actually live longer than women because they reach sexual maturity at a later age.
Interesting. And... You know, we're talking about... What are you laughing about?
Nothing.
He's laughing over there, and I don't know what he's laughing about. you know, they talk about now the new 80 is 60, and, you know, people...
Oh, yeah.
They're talking about raising the Medicare age from 65 up. These people are living longer.
Oh, yeah. They weren't expecting people to live this long. So Medicare is a little bit woefully underfunded.
Yes. Well, we talked about the leading causes of death mm-hmm. here in the United States, correct?
Yes.
And what I found interesting, the top three covered more than half mm-hmm. of the causes of death. The first one was diseases of heart, which were 28%.
Correct.
And then cancers, 22%.
Mm-hmm.
And then stroke. So those two in themselves covered over 50%.
50%, yeah.
So diseases of the heart and cancer.
So those are two that you really, really need to work on and make sure. You know, one, having a good thorough evaluation of your heart,
mm-hmm.
making sure it's good. Really starting at about age 45. You know, really covering that on a yearly basis.
Like EKGs and stress tests.
EKGs, stress tests, all the different types of factors on that. That's why the United States government made such a huge push on checking on cholesterol levels.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when I went through school, nobody knew what their cholesterol levels were. As a matter of fact, if you asked the average person on the street, they wouldn't even know what cholesterol was.
And everybody knows now.
Now everybody knows. So that was a very good type of thing to check on. And then cancer. And interestingly enough, you know, most cancer is actually preventable.
Mm-hmm.
Basically, almost 90% of all cancer is preventable. 60% has to do with our diet.
Mm, 60% of all cancer.
60% of all cancer
is
diet
that?
Related. If you know, as you take different types, the colon. Mm-hmm. If you just increase your fiber content, then you could really cut down on your chances of colon cancer.
There's so many toxins in our food, preservatives.
Absolutely. There are how we eat has a huge effect on that, and that can be changed quite dramatically just by changing our diet. Keeping our weight down is another factor. Not smoking mm-hmm. is a huge contributor. So there's a lot of lifestyle types of things that contribute both to the heart and to the cancer.
Mm-hmm.
So if we can change our lifestyle, keep that up, then 50% of the causes of death can actually be eliminated.
You know, and I think really we're going to be going into year 2013
mm-hmm.
here soon and realizing taking responsibility for our health. You know, we have a lot more responsibility. Not, you know, just going to the doctor and, okay, I'll just take this medicine and, you know, but really taking responsibility. Because we talked about type 2 diabetes is preventable all by diet, exercise. Some people don't even realize that.
I know.
Mm-hmm.
I know, and we're way too reliant. One of the things that we talked about was avoid medication.
Right.
But one of the things is that's really being pushed on right now. You know, the amount of advertising that actually takes place on a daily basis.
Mm-hmm.
In the last 5 years, the amount of pharmaceuticals that are actually sold to the American public has gone up 40%.
Wow.
40%. So we are taking less responsibility for our health care. We're actually relying more on on pills to actually do a lot of that for us, and that is not something that you know, that we should really be doing.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a leading cause of death.
Yeah, we talked about that. It was number two.
Number four is basically what they actually.
Oh, I'm sorry. We're going. Yeah, we talked about the leading causes of death.
Right.
Overprescribed medication is number four.
And
you talked about people really shouldn't be on any more than three, because then you don't know the cause and effect.
Yes, and actually they call it polypharmaceuticals.
Mm-hmm.
Polypharmacy is actually five or more medicines, because that's, you know, once you could maybe argue that you could go up to five, three is ideal, not going over that. But once you go over five, that's crazy.
Right.
You know, that just isn't something that should be allowed to happen by doctors.
And like you say, there are times where you need it. But the,
pharmaceuticals, absolutely.
Pharmaceuticals.
But you should never go over five medicines.
And we have a pharmacist on staff and feel it's very important that every physician have a pharmacist, you know, that's available.
Everyone should be having a good pharmacist to kind of make sure that there aren't any interactions, any negative effects that are going on with their pharmaceuticals, and combining it with other things.
When we come back, we're going to talk about the top 10 things to keep from dying. You can learn more about the work of Dr. Prather and the Prather Wellness Center, listen to past episodes of our show, plus follow us on Facebook and Twitter by visiting our website at thevoiceofhealthradio.com. Become a part of our online Facebook community, where you'll find updates on upcoming show topics, Dr. Prather's monthly health column, special offers from the Prather Wellness Center, information on upcoming area events relating to health and wellness, plus a forum to ask Dr. Prather questions directly online. You can find it all at thevoiceofhealthradio.com. This is The Voice of Health with Dr. Robert Prather on Indiana's Voice of Freedom, Freedom 95.
The Prather Wellness Center is a comprehensive healthcare facility that's been helping individuals attain good health for over 20 years. They are dedicated to providing quality healthcare through the use of homeopathic remedies, nutritional supplements, chiropractic adjustments, and other natural therapies.
The people here are just fantastic.
We constantly find new ways that Dr. Prather can help our family.
Talking to Dr. Prather, I always felt so much better. I've always had the feeling that this would take care of it and I'll be fine. And I've never been afraid since.
When we can actually discover what is truly going on into an individual, when we can actually get to the root cause of it, there is hope.
For more information on the Prather Wellness Center, please visit PratherWellness.com or call 317-848-8048.
The atlas is the top vertebra in your spine. It only weighs 2 ounces, but supports the weight of the human head between 9 and 17 pounds. Misalignment in the atlas can lead to your entire spine being out of alignment. When the spinal column is misaligned and out of balance, the nervous system is unable to function as it was intended. The Atlas Orthogonal Spinal Adjustment, seen on the Doctor Show, is known for its precision and gentleness using only 3 ounces of pressure. Dr. Robert Prather of the Prather Wellness Center is the only board-certified atlas orthogonist in the state of Indiana.
The Atlas Orthogonal Adjustment is one of the most important things you can do for your health. Everyone should be checked for it.
The Atlas Orthogonal Spinal Adjustment can help your body work better no matter what type of health problem you may have. Learn more about the Atlas Orthogonal Chiropractic Adjustment at the Prather Wellness Center, 317-848-8048, or on the web at PratherWellness.com. Welcome back to The Voice of Health with Dr. Robert Prather of the Prather Wellness Center, the most comprehensive wellness center in the Midwest. Our focus today is on How Not to Die, part two of a two-week series. Yes, we are on part two. And we're going to talk about the top 10 things to keep from dying. And we're going to start with number 10.
Ooh,
ooh, perfect timing.
Good.
It's the late show. We talked about the first three, but using caution.
Use caution.
Yeah, number 10 was using caution. So we talked about that.
Especially young males.
Young males.
You know, when we were talking about reasons for dying, accidents are the number one for young males, and number two is homicide.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, trying to keep young people safe is an interesting job just because their frontal lobes aren't working.
Right, right.
If you we have get a 19-year-old.
To 25, you're good. And we talked about, too, as you get older.
Yes.
You know, falls, you know, outside, you know, the snow and the ice and being really careful, rugs in your house, you know, that you can
trip
over.
You as an occupational therapist is an expert on all that.
Right.
You've designed quite a few people's homes to make sure
make
that that's
safe.
All safe.
Yep.
Right.
Number nine. We talked about avoiding medication.
Avoid medication. We talked about the polypharmacy and just how dangerous that is, and a very common, underreported cause of death.
Right, because of the, you know, this is what the death certificates say, you know.
Right.
But it just surprises me, the people coming in, you know, people in their late 40s, early 50s, on 3 to 5 medications.
Yes.
You know?
Already.
Yeah. It just really surprises me.
And quite frankly, everybody wants to work off the meds. That's
yeah.
one of their goals, is to actually do that, which I couldn't agree with more. And there are reasons why they need those medications. There's underlying causes and getting those under control so that they can get off those medications.
Right. Right, and a lot of them are just for temporary use, you know.
Medicines are best used to, yes, get things under control, use it as a symptomatic relief until you can find the underlying cause and then actually fix it.
Right. So, healthcare without a prescription. All right, so that was 9. Number 8 is eating healthy.
Eating healthy.
And that's where we left off last week.
All right.
All right. So we're going to
take your word for it. I don't remember.
He doesn't remember.
I don't remember.
Okay. And number 7. Uh-oh. There we go.
Whoops. That was a smaller glass.
Education. Let's talk about that, Dr. Prather. Why would education have anything to do with keeping us from dying early?
That was a very interesting statistic, but, you know, as they were looking at all the different reasons, and this was actually a study that they did, and I threw in the last one, which I'll talk about.
Uh-huh.
But the education level has a direct bearing on how long people live. That's one of the indications that they can actually use. Matter of fact, life insurance companies actually use that as part of their determination for how much they're going to charge you. How long you've actually, how much education you have has a direct bearing on how long you will probably live.
Are we talking about college, high school, or?
College, high school. Matter of fact, the more that you've gone to school, the longer that you usually live, which is fascinating.
Are we talking about what education breeds, success?
No idea.
Okay.
No, but there were reasons for that. One, there's a direct, matter of fact, for men, social status has a huge effect on how long they live.
Mm.
And, of course, I think that has a lot to do with stress factors.
Mm-hmm.
The more education you have, the higher income you usually have.
Mm-hmm.
So I would probably say less stress, better health care. You actually make better decisions. One thing that's very interesting is, as I've done looking at alternative, you know, the alternative health care, the structure function type of care that we provide, the higher the education that people have, the more likely they are to use structure function medicine.
Mm. Let's talk about what is structure function medicine.
Well, structure function medicine is where we're looking for the underlying cause instead of dealing with symptoms.
Mm-hmm.
The higher the education level you have, the less meds you take.
Really?
Less medications.
Mm-hmm.
The lower the socioeconomic level, the higher the number of meds that people take.
Mm-hmm.
The more that they actually gear towards what we would consider traditional medicine.
Okay.
The higher the education, the more likely they are to sit there and say, I wonder what the underlying reason is for my blood pressure.
That there's got to be an underlying reason.
There has to be an underlying reason, and I think that's sort of a situation where people are thinking a little bit more clearly and looking for the reason instead of just trying to get the symptom under control.
Yeah, I'm so impressed with the people that come in that have done a lot of their homework.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. More likely they are to get on the internet. Mm-hmm. Look for reasons and causes and some thought pattern. Mm-hmm. And, you know, one of the things that a lot of doctors have bemoaned is the increase in knowledge that people have. Mm-hmm. Sometimes people come in and they have more knowledge than the doctors do about their certain condition. As a matter of fact, I listen to my patients quite a bit because oftentimes they have something that, you know, of course I've had education on, but they've actually researched it in depth.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, actually becoming informed, making informed decisions, being aware of what's going on, saying, you know what, I'm not quite sure if I should be taking this sixth medicine.
Mm-hmm.
You know, let me look into this and question it a little bit more. So the interplay on that, I think, makes a big difference. And also trying to figure out the underlying cause and how to actually fix that. Maybe if I fix my diet, let me look at different types of diets. Oh, you know what? I might kick in on a Mediterranean diet or a paleo diet. So they're more willing to try those types of things and actually oftentimes have time to do that. Higher education, the more free time you might have, the more access you have to information, the more background you have. So there are quite a few different reasons why a higher education could make a difference on how long you live.
Mm.
Also, enjoyment in life, more fulfilling jobs, less stress. Mm. All those things, I think, take a part in that.
Mm. Interesting. Okay, well, number six. Perfect. is social. So we're talking about top 10. tongue twister. It doesn't happen very often.
It does not.
Top 10 things to keep from dying. Social. What are you referring to when you talk about the social?
Well, people being married, especially men, it makes the biggest difference.
Mm.
You know, if you are married and you are married to one person your entire life, when you are single and or divorced, it actually decreases your lifespan.
Mm.
If you have more social engagement with people, the longer you live. We need that type of aspect.
Well, it's interesting. Both your grandfathers, your grandparents.
Yes.
The women went first. Both died first.
Yes.
And your grandfathers, you said, were very healthy.
At that time.
Yes. And then they both died within a year after their wives died.
Actually, a year and a half. And it's very interesting about, well, I'm sorry.
Year and a half.
She gave me like, okay, year and a half, year, you know, let's be exact here, you know. But yes, they died soon, and that's actually a very interesting statistic. A huge number of men, after their wife dies, usually die within 2 years afterwards, even though that they had a high health. It doesn't seem to make too much difference on the women.
No comment. We do better.
Sometimes you have said that you might do better with we're
What's
married.
What's that story of that patient that the gravestone? Do you know that story?
Yeah.
You didn't want to tell it.
Well, he had it down that he was a rather wealthy man. And he had an $80,000 gravestone marked for gravesite for his gravestone for his grave after he died, and she brought in this big old yellow diamond ring and said, "How do you like George's gravestone?" She said $80,000 is too much to spend on a gravestone. And she got away with it because it even had the inscription in the inside and what he wanted on there.
That's
you wouldn't do that to me, would you?
No.
Okay. She says now.
Well, anything else on social?
Well,
relationships are important. Healthy relationships.
Healthy relationships. One thing that when we come back from break that I would like to talk about is refrigerator rights, I think, is an important type of aspect to be aware of.
Okay, let's talk about refrigerator rights.
Refrigerator rights.
Up next, we'll be taking your questions at 317-736-0950. That's 317-736-0950. This is the Voice of Health with Dr. Robert Prather on Indiana's Voice of Freedom, Freedom 95. Blood analysis is the blueprint to your health. Blood analysis can provide more information about the function of your body than any other test. At the Prather Wellness Center, we consider proper blood work to be critical in helping our patients to achieve optimal health. The Prather Profile is a comprehensive blood test that covers all the major organ systems. It is recommended by the top diagnosticians in the world to determine the body's physiology.
The Prather Profile actually will cover any possibility of any disease that you might have going on.
Over 50 blood tests are included in the Prather Profile. To order these tests from other labs, hospitals, or doctor's office, it would cost $1,400. At the Prather Wellness Center, we're able to offer our patients the Prather Profile for less than $200. Find out the blueprint to your health. Schedule your Prather Profile blood analysis by calling 317-848-8048 or on the web at pratherwellness.com. The Prather Wellness Center, restoring hope. Your heart can receive the benefits of 5 years of marathon training in just 7 weeks through ECP, external counterpulsation therapy from the Prather Wellness Center.
I feel better day to day. I sleep better. I'm more motivated. People have noticed it.
ECP therapy is a non-invasive approach to treating cardiovascular disease that has been proven to provide benefits such as less recurrent chest pain, decrease in heart size, increased quality of life, and a decreased mortality rate.
It was wonderful. I mean, it was non-invasive, didn't require any pharmaceuticals.
I've been able to go back to work. I've been able to, you know, overall feel better.
ECP is effective in treating heart attacks, cardiogenic shock, angina, and congestive heart failure.
I'm thoroughly convinced, and I'm so happy I did it.
Learn more about the ECP, external counterpulsation therapy, at the Prather Wellness Center, 317-848-8048, or on the web at pratherwellness.com.
And in my heart.
Welcome back to the Voice of Health with Dr. Robert Prather of the Prather Wellness Center, where our mission is restoring hope to our patients. Today, our topic is how not to die, and we're taking your questions at 317-736-0950. That's 317-736-0950. Well, we're talking about how not to die today, and we're going through the top 10 things to keep from dying. And number 6, we're talking about social. Mm-hmm. And we're talking about community, healthy relationships. Community is so important. It'd be interesting to find out a statistic of, you know, older people that go into an assisted living or more of a community setting, if that increases lifespan, you know.
Yeah, one of the things that, there's something that they call blue zones. As a matter of fact, there was a book out based on research.
Uh-huh.
On areas where people live the longest. And we were talking about stress, social, diet, all those different types of things. And there is a very strong correlation that they found on that. And one of the biggest things is the socialization in those groups.
Mm.
One, where these blue zones were, people stayed married. In other words, they got married, and really there was very little divorce. But almost everybody got married.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that was one thing. Strong family relationships. There was actually a tremendous amount of respect for older people.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, they found, you know, people, they weren't put away in nursing homes, things like that.
Mm-hmm.
That they were part of the family dynamics.
Mm.
You know, they were involved with
their
grandkids.
Well, across the street, we have 3 generations of a Chinese family. They all live together. The grandparents are very involved in the grandchildren's lives. Yeah.
So there's an awful lot on that. And one of the things that we were just talking about is something called refrigerator rights, and there was another study done on that.
Mm-hmm.
How do you measure your socialization with people? Because you would ask them questions to see what their socialization was, and people said, yeah, I got lots of friends. But there was something that actually kind of defined how close you were to people. Mm-hmm. And that was something the refrigerator writes. If you can walk into someone's house or someone can walk into your house, sit there, say hi, open up the refrigerator, take out a bottle of whatever, and drink it, that's called refrigerator rights. You don't even have to ask.
Mm.
And that's actually a very good measure they found on the socialization of people. And one of the things that had a lot to do with people's stress levels and how long they lived.
Interesting.
In other words, how many people can you walk into their house and go into the refrigerator without asking?
Mm-hmm.
Or people can come into your refrigerator, open it up, and grab something without asking.
Mm-hmm.
Matter of fact, one of the big things that they established with Friends and Seinfeld, usually when they opened it up, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
They always based it into the kitchen.
Mm-hmm.
And they established sort of a relaxed atmosphere. This was something that they planned, is that people would come in, open up the refrigerator, grab something, and then they automatically, it was, okay, we've established that there's a close social relationship here.
Mm-hmm.
Even though people might argue a lot, people may not even get along. But if you have refrigerator rights with someone, that is a strong social connection.
We'll talk about the first time you met my family, extended family.
Yeah, everybody had refrigerator rights. There was no doubt about that. But I was like, oh my gosh, they're all Italian and they're all yelling at each other. And you come out and say, wasn't that a great conversation?
Uh-huh.
That's an example of close socialization.
Uh-huh, right.
And actually a stress reducer in your life.
Right, right. Well, you don't have to suppress your emotions, who you are. Right.
That's there was definitely no suppression going on with
saying.
You guys. Yeah. I come from a German-English conservative.
Wake-up call. I don't know why you didn't just run out then.
I couldn't find the door.
You liked everything in the refrigerator.
Oh, yeah. The food was great. Yeah. They kept telling me, what are you asking for? Just grab something. What's wrong with you?
Oh, that's great. Okay, let's go to number 5.
Ooh.
Yearly exams and screenings, which this is a good time to talk about. We're going into a new year.
Mm.
Everybody's got their deductible to meet again. I know a lot of people that use that month of January to do all their, exams and screenings.
Sure.
Mm-hmm.
Very important time. You know, we take care of our cars. We have our 15,000-mile checkup on our vehicles. We should have at least a yearly checkup on our bodies, see what's going on.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the things that I am very, very big on, matter of fact, I got the Diplomat American Board of Chiropractic Internists on diagnostic testing.
Mm-hmm.
And that is one thing that patients have said, how thorough we are on our diagnosis.
Yeah.
We really look it over very carefully. We figure out exactly what's going on. Just beyond, you know, the treatments that we have, just the diagnosis and the thoroughness that we actually apply to that is what's very, very important. And there are a lot of low-cost types of diagnostics that can be done that are non-invasive,
mm-hmm.
that can give a world of information on what's happening.
A lot that are covered by insurance, too.
Absolutely, mm-hmm. absolutely. Most of it actually is. We have the, you know, what they call the Prather profile for the blood test.
Mm-hmm.
That is designed to check every single organ system of the body and should give an indication of almost every disease that could be happening. Now, you might need to do further testing, but it gives a basis, in fact, on what's actually happening in the system. And very, very important that we have that done. In our family, we have that done on a regular basis.
Mm-hmm. Right.
You know, to make sure that nothing's developing, because it's a whole lot easier to put out a fire when it's in a wastebasket than spread throughout the entire home.
Well, it's interesting, you know, the prep for the colonoscopy and what people will do for that. I mean, and it's great.
Colonoscopy is one of the things that we highly recommend.
Right, right.
We do it in our own family.
Right. But just coming in and, you know, how much easier is just to get a blood draw, too.
Oh, absolutely.
And that checks every organ system in your body, what's going on with your blood chemistry.
Sure.
You know, very important.
Sure. And we actually cover quite a few different types of things that just aren't covered elsewhere. You know, it's important to get a hair analysis, the balance of the minerals. Mm-hmm. Checking for heavy metal toxicity can really show up a tremendous amount. You were talking about the stool kit. That is the major indicator for the overall immune system of your body. And one of the things that kicks off cancer is a weakened immune system. Mm. So finding out what's going on with that and looking at this in a lot of different types of ways, seeing what's happening and making sure that your health is actually up to par. Because one of the things that we can do with, because we're not doing pharmaceuticals here, mm-hmm. What we can do is actually make those minor types of changes in a very safe and convenient means to actually keep you from getting into what we would call a disease.
Mm-hmm.
We're looking at homeostasis. Homeostasis is the balance of the body. In other words, there's a perfect number that you should be at for every single blood test in your system, not just looking for are you diseased or not.
Right.
Whether you are actually in a
looking
perfect
beyond
mood.
Those reference ranges.
Looking mm-hmm. beyond the reference ranges.
Mm-hmm.
Most of the reasons, 70% of the reason that people get high blood pressure is a toxic overstressed kidneys.
Mm.
And there are some very, very easy, gentle types of ways to actually help to heal the kidneys. One of the things that we talked about is every 7 years you remake your body.
Your cells.
Regenerating. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you can actually regenerate your body. And as long as you have that 7-year turnover, your body's healthy.
Mm-hmm.
When we start getting age and, you know, starting to break down and saying, wow, I'm just not the same person I used to be, it's because the cells aren't regenerating like they should be.
Mm-hmm.
There's reasons for that. And there are ways to actually keep that regeneration going so that we stay young.
Mm-hmm.
So 70% of the time, high blood pressure is actually coming from a worn-out kidneys. You can take some very simple types of supplements that, arginine. We actually have some concentrated kidney products. We have some herbals. We have some homeopathics that can really regenerate the kidneys. And I can sit there and say, okay, here was your blood test here. Here it was 6 weeks later. Look how much better that is.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's very clear evidence. We have a toxic, overstressed liver. Well, that's a huge cause for cancer. Matter of fact, one of the big things that you do if you have cancer is make sure that your liver is detoxed.
Mm.
It's one of the things that they found very, very helpful, because if your liver's clear of the toxins and it's cleaning out your body, you don't accumulate those toxins into the cellular area, which kicks off the whole cancer situation.
Interesting.
So we look at it and say, you know what? You've got an overtired, overaged kidneys.
Mm-hmm.
Because there is actually a biological age. There's something called the glomerular filtration rate that can be determined from blood test. That's a direct measurement of how old your kidneys are.
Mm-hmm.
And I get people who have 90, 100, 120-year-old kidneys. We drop them down to 35.
Mm-hmm. I bet you they feel a lot better.
The energy level is incredible, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And then all of a sudden, they don't need their blood pressure medicine anymore.
Mm-hmm.
That also, because you took the pressure off the kidneys, that takes off pressure off the heart.
Mm-hmm.
Measuring the heart can regenerate quite a bit. We have means of actually reversing aging on the heart, too.
Mm-hmm.
So if you can do those things, and it's much, much easier to do that, to regenerate them when they are just slightly getting a problem than it is when they are full-blown a disease state.
Right. Right. Not waiting till a disease presents itself.
Not waiting until the disease actually presents itself.
Yeah, so using 2013 as a year, I'm going to take responsibility for my health. I'm going to get the exams that I need, you know, at the beginning of the year, start my year out right.
Sure.
Know what's going on. You know, I know we as a family, I get the blood test at least 3 times a year, you know, to check throughout the seasons. And it's very, very informative. There's some supplementation I've needed, you know, that going over the blood work,
mm-hmm.
It's very important.
Very, very important.
Good. Well, let's, when we come back, we have four remaining we're talking about the top 10 things to keep from dying. And up next, we'll be taking your questions here at Freedom 95 at 317-736-0950. That's 317-736-0950. You're listening to The Voice of Health with Dr. Robert Prather on Indiana's Voice of Freedom, Freedom 95.
Help fight colds and flu with Ecomer Immune System Booster from American Nutraceuticals. Ecomer's active ingredient, alkylglycerols, are derived from shark liver oil. Although these unique oils naturally occur in mother's milk, bone marrow, liver, and spleen, shark liver oil contains the highest concentration found in nature. Just as mother's milk is believed to offer health benefits to infants, Ecomer can stimulate the immune system to help protect against colds, allergies, even eczema and psoriasis. 45 published clinical trials have shown that shark liver oils are a superior general immune system booster, heavy metal detoxifier, and an anti-cancer preventative. These extensive clinical trials show that Ecomer significantly increases white blood cell counts, antibodies in the bone marrow, and immune function. Protect yourself during this cold and flu season. Boost your immune system with Ecomer from American Nutraceuticals. Call the Prather Wellness Center at 317-848-8048 or learn more at thevoiceofhealthradio.com. Blood analysis is the blueprint to your health. Blood analysis can provide more information about the function of your body than any other test. At the Prather Wellness Center, we consider proper blood work to be critical in helping our patients to achieve optimal health. The Prather Profile is a comprehensive blood test that covers all the major organ systems. It is recommended by the top diagnosticians in the world to determine the body's physiology.
The Prather Profile actually will cover any possibility of any disease that you might have going on.
Over 50 blood tests are included in the Prather Profile. To order these tests from other labs, hospitals, or doctor's office, it would cost $1,400. At the Prather Wellness Center, we're able to offer our patients the Prather Profile for less than $200. Find out the blueprint to your health. Schedule your Prather Profile blood analysis by calling 317-848-8048 or on the web at PratherWellness.com. The Prather Wellness Center, restoring hope.
Welcome back to The Voice of Health with Dr. Robert Prather. I'm Lisa Prather. We're talking today about how not to die, staying alive, part two of a two-week series, and we're taking your questions at 317-736-0950. That's 317-736-0950. We're talking about the top 10 things to keep from dying. Let's go on. Number four is avoid obesity. Avoid
obesity. I
love
obesity. That question.
Yeah.
And very important. That is a huge cause for cancer and cardiovascular disease. And diabetes, so we're talking about some of the top killers that's in there. So don't get your percentage of fat too high.
Mm-hmm.
One of the things that's commonly measured is something called BMI.
Body mass index.
Body mass index. And that's fine, but actually you should get a little bit more scientific on that. The best way to do that is a submerged in a tank, but that's crazy because it's very inconvenient.
Right.
So we use a bioimpedance test, which is a very accurate means of actually testing that. And it's within 2% accuracy rate, and it gives exactly what your fat percentage is, which is very important because you can actually have what's called a skinny fat.
Mm-hmm.
For women, you don't want to be over 30% on your fat percentage, and for men, you don't want to be over 25% fat percentage. Once you get over that level, your chances of developing cardiovascular disease, of developing cancer, of developing type 2 diabetes goes right through the roof. And it's very funny, but that is a very, very clear marker. Once you go over that rate, the higher you go above that, the more chance you are of actually developing those problems.
Mm-hmm.
It's a very simple, very easy type of test to do. It takes a minute.
We have it as part of our exam.
We have it as part of
everybody
our exam.
Everybody gets it done.
Mm-hmm. We always are interested in what that number is. And if you can get that number down, your chances of getting those things actually reverse quite quickly.
Mm-hmm.
So working with that is a very, very important aspect of.
And a lot of people, you know, I don't want to know what my body fat percentage is.
Yeah.
Because it takes work to get it down.
It does, but, you know, mm-hmm. putting your head in the sand is not a good way of actually approaching things.
Mm-hmm. And I know you think the body fat percentage is more important than the body mass index. Really gives you a better indication.
Yeah,
of your health.
I have had people who showed up bad on their BMI. And had, you know, men mm-hmm. who work out, they had a terrible BMI and had 10% body fat.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that has, and I've had women who were 5'3", 5'4", 120 pounds that showed up 35% on their fat percentage. Their BMI was fantastic.
Mm-hmm.
So BMI is not a I will repeat that. BMI is not a scientific measurement.
Okay. So looking more at the body fat percentage.
Body fat percentage. And it is a lot easier to change than what people realize.
Mm-hmm.
You know, oftentimes there's a hormonal component.
Mm-hmm.
There is simple exercise. It really doesn't take a whole lot of exercise to change that. Or is there a whole lot that needs to be done dietary-wise?
Right. That can be toxins in the system, right? Great.
Exactly.
Go right
One of
to
the things
fat.
That they found is that the French... took in 300 more calories a day than Americans, but had obesity was almost unknown.
Mm.
It was that they ate only fresh things. We've been in Europe, and how fresh the food is.
Oh, yeah.
Wasn't love that amazing?
The love the lifestyle.
Yes. Whereas over here, you know, the area that we should be shopping is always just in the fresh food area.
Mm-hmm.
We should not be getting packaged food. We should not be getting the fast
minimal
food.
Minimal as, you know.
You know, mm-hmm. well.
I do not want to discourage people.
So, you know, working along those lines, there's a tremendous amount that can be done dietary-wise.
Mm-hmm.
Exercise. I mean, there are ways to really change around that.
Well,
obesity.
One thing we're doing here, and a lot of patients are getting it done, is the ALCAT test. Do you want to talk about that
yes.
for food sensitivities?
Yes. One of the things is that actually if you just rotate your diet instead of eating the same thing every single day, that produces the toxins in the body.
Mm-hmm.
If you can have a variety in your diet, do not repeat a food until a fifth day. It's a guaranteed way of losing weight. And we can actually do a blood test, find out what foods you're allergic to, what type of diet that should look at. You go on it, and it's guaranteed to lose weight.
Mm-hmm. By even just avoiding some of those foods you're highly sensitive to.
It makes an absolute amazing difference. As a matter of fact, it is the most effective diet out there.
Mm-hmm.
There is no better diet.
Okay, well, let's go on. Let's talk about number three.
And number three is?
Don't smoke.
Oh, so important.
Mm-hmm.
Because you're looking at diseases of the heart and malignant cancer and CVAs, you know.
Mm-hmm. Strokes.
Vascular accidents.
Right.
Directly
being around secondary smoke, too.
Even around secondary smoke. They did a study on people who were around people who were smoking. They did P-tests. And people who were just around secondary smoke you had 100% for the people who were doing the smoking, 60% for the people who were just around them.
Wow. Mm-hmm.
So secondhand smoke is like smoking. And everyone knows, I can't believe that anybody would not believe that smoking is not bad for you at this point
mm-hmm.
in your life. And it is something that if you can drop that, that would be a very good thing. And if you haven't started... Don't start because it will reduce your lifespan and speed up your biological aging. Because how much oxygen you get into your system, if you had 100% oxygenation to the cells of your body all the days of your life, you'd look like you're 21.
Well, that's what you talk about is the smoking takes away from the oxygenation, correct?
That's one of the things. There's also toxins and a lot of other different types of things. But it does. It reduces the oxygenation. And if you're just vain, you will age... slow down your aging if you don't smoke.
What did you just say?
If you're just vain. In other words, if you're just concerned about how you look.
Oh, okay.
Did I lose you?
Yes, you did.
I'm sorry.
Well, let's talk about what we have here at the Prather Wellness Center to encourage those that might be listening that smoke something called auricular therapy.
Auricular therapy is a means of actually reducing the cravings for smoking.
Mm-hmm.
And it's very, very effective. It has a very high success rate and something that the federal government has been doing studies on. It's less toxic than the meds that are there, but it is one way that you can really, an easy way that you can actually stop your smoking.
Right, and this therapy, why don't you talk a little bit about it? It uses the air points from brain mapping. It's very effective in any addiction pattern.
Absolutely. It's actually excellent for any type of addiction. Dr. Norjay, who was one of the top three brain surgeons in the world, actually helped to map out the brain, actually has demonstrated different points, their effect on the brain, and how that actually interrelates directly on that. So if we're trying to change brain patterns, brain thoughts, we actually use auricular therapy as the way that we do that, and an excellent way to approach it for any type of an addiction is actually doing auricular therapy, and one of the best means of actually changing that situation.
And for such an effective therapy, it's very affordable.
Very affordable,
yeah.
Yes, and actually responds very quickly.
Mm-hmm. All right, let's go to number two. All right. This one's very important with the new year coming up. People are going to be joining fitness centers, getting personal trainers, and this is always a big money maker during that time. Diet places, we're going to talk about exercise.
Exercise, it cures a world of sins. Because if you do exercise, and it really doesn't take a whole lot to actually make a big difference, helps to regenerate the body. It increases oxygenation, it helps with detoxification, helps with your balancing out your hormones, utilization of your insulin, burning up the sugar. So it just speeds up an awful lot of things. It reduces the fat percentage. So there is a huge amount that can be done with exercise, and finding something that you enjoy doing is something very important. I myself have actually really started to do exercise on a regular basis now.
That's great.
Very proud of me, myself. I am.
Very proud of myself. Yes, you do Tai Chi.
I do Tai Chi and the whole aspect of that, and that's a very healthy way. And you have to find something that you enjoy.
Yeah, because I don't want to do that. I have my tennis.
You have your tennis. You like the more active tennis.
Well, it's so funny because I was driving with our 18-year-old daughter yesterday in the snow last night, picked her up from work, and it's just beautiful. And I said, I can't wait. I wish I had my cross-country skis. You know, we had gotten rid of them. I moved to Indiana from Michigan.
Oh, yeah.
Shouldn't have done that. And she goes, well, why would you want to do that? She says, it's like
that's
walking. That's boring. I said, oh, you could look at all this beauty. Well, you know, her workouts on the treadmill, and yeah, she can listen to her music and watch the
TV.
Watch the TV. Such a different concept, but hey,
yeah,
she works out about every day, and that's good for her. And
yeah, we
you have to find your thing.
We have definitely different personalities in our family.
Right.
On this whole aspect.
Right.
And finding out what works for you is the best way to do that.
And I know here at the Prather Wellness Center, we're starting on the 8th. That'll be Tuesday. Yoga classes, yoga sessions twice a week. Tuesdays at 6 p.m. and then Saturdays at 10 a.m., right after the show. And the last one, we didn't get to. We have about 30 seconds. You can talk about the Atlas Orthogonal.
Atlas Orthogonal. That actually does more for people than almost anything out there. And what it does is it actually gets the nervous system, which is one of the main controlling aspects of the body, and it affects everything. And matter of fact, if you actually get your Atlas put in, it actually takes 20 years off your biological age just like that.
Yeah, because that whole nervous system goes through that.
Whole nervous system.
Can find out more about that, the Atlas Orthogonal. You're one of the only boards certified here in the state of Indiana, on our website at www.pratherwellness.com. Well, we're out of time. Thank you, Dr. Prather.
Thank you.
Great series on how not to die. The Prather Wellness Center is located at 8902 North Meridian Street on the north side of Indianapolis, just south of the I-465 loop. You can reach our office by calling 317-848-8048. That's 317-848-8048. Join us again here next week or anytime on our website at thevoiceofhealthradio.com for The Voice of Health with Dr. Robert Prather.